My name's Ray Stevens, in for Big John Howell. There's been a lot made about this People Who Play by the Rules Pack and some of the commercials they've been running. Now, back in August, Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, hey, you know what, I look darker in this commercial than I think I really am. So there was that. And then also over the past week, there was consternation, if you will, of their permission from some people to use their images in a very disturbing ad. So with that said, let's get in our friend Justin Kaufman. Justin's from Axios. Justin, good afternoon. Welcome to the Big 89.
Hey, how you doing, Ray? Thanks for having me.
Buddy, I'm well. You know, I want to get right to this commercial because when you're watching, you know, whatever, Dancing with the Stars, football, whatever, this commercial right. comes on, and man, it for a second there, you're like, okay, what am I watching? The TV, you know, did the channel switch? What the heck is this? And it's pretty disturbing. Am I to understand that this person in this commercial did not have the permission of the pact to play that portion of her on TV?
No, according to her lawyer, no. And that's something that was at the reason why many of these television stations, beyond just the shock value of it, but these television stations decided to pull the ad. The video was because the police released the video. It was of a mugging, I believe it was in Lakeview or Bucktown, I can't remember exactly where. And, the police will routinely release this information or this video, and then that's how news stories will have it as the B-roll when they're telling a story about the mugging. In this case, the Super PAC, they took the video, they used the audio, which is usually not used, and it was a woman screaming as she was being attacked. And they didn't apply any, there wasn't a very small amount of B-roll, very, very small amount of words that were over it. It was just for the shock value of that sound and that image to grab people's attention to then highlight their situation, which was at the end against the governor and for Darren Bailey.
Now, my question for you is this, and it is a shocking commercial, but, you know, nothing shocks me anymore when it comes to TV, right. reality, politicians and the like in general. Is there another commercial running as well that Pritzker wants pulled? There's another one.
Yeah.
And that is with a woman that ran against him, if I'm not mistaken. She ran against
him. Right.
And now he's saying that that's a misleading ad, too, and he wants
Yeah, what she does, Ray, in the piece, she says that she stood up to him and at the job as a nurse, and she said, or I believe as a candidate, and in the piece, she says that he pressured to have her fired from her job by speaking out against it. And the Pritzker campaign says that is just absurd. It's defamatory. Take it down or we're going to sue you, that kind of thing. And so the television stations, again, they're usually not in this game where they have to pull ads. They like the ads.
Yeah, they want that money.
Right. They had a couple of them had to, once again, pull the ad because they were worried about any sort of, you know, coverage they're going to have or any responsibility they'll have to something that would be aired that's defamatory. So this pack has done this and said three straight commercials, and there's other commercials running too, but put their money behind these commercials that have been controversial, and they're getting the attention of the lawmakers that they're attacking in these ads as they're dominating the news cycles. I mean, the governor and the mayor have been talking about this for the last 2 months. It just seems like over and over and over. So they've done the job of getting the attention, but it's not really about the end game, which is about, you know, supporting the gubernatorial candidate, Darren Bailey. His name is rarely mentioned. It's just a fight between these Democratic leaders and this super PAC.
You know, it just goes to show you how dirty this really has gotten. This, I mean, this whole gubernatorial campaign from the onset where there were Mayor Irvin commercials and everybody thought he was going to be the front runner. So they started right. There was a PAC that I believe was run by Pritzker to run commercials for, to kind of dumb down Irvin, if you will. And you know, a lot of people were saying, well, they just want to get Bailey in there because he's the unspoken weaker candidate, which I don't necessarily believe he is. Do you think that maybe this race is a little bit tighter than people are giving it credit for, and maybe the Pritzker camp is also a little bit worried?
Well, and it's hard to tell. I mean, especially there was a poll that came out that was very pro-Bailey that came out and said that Grace was tightening up, but that has been somewhat discredited based on the questions that were asked. It's hard to tell, and trust me, we will tell. In the next 2-3 weeks, there'll be more polls that come out to say where exactly they're at. The PAC you refer to is the Democratic Governors Association of
America. Right, that's the one.
The DGA is a national. So that's money where Pritzker puts in. I mean, I feel like most candidates have to at that point, but they're going around doing that state by state. So that's they're making a strategic choice saying we like this Republican. There's a lot of ethical questions about that, whether or not the Democrats should be in the Republicans primary or vice versa, the Republicans being the Democrats. And you're seeing this around the country where they're almost putting money into the primary to get a better opponent for when it comes to the general. Now, whether or not that bites them in the butt when it's over, we'll find out on election day. But right now, it feels like that is something that is here to stay. We're going to see a lot of this kind of cross attack ads during primaries that are designed to get voters to vote a certain way.
You know, you would hope that the educator would be more, the voter would be more educated to really be up to date with the candidates and what they stand for. But a lot of people are affected by these commercials, and we could sit here and talk about ethics all day long. Yeah, I mean, you could show a picture of Darren Bailey fishing, and then another campaign will come out and go, Darren Bailey likes to kill fish. Darren Bailey's bad for, it's just, it really is ridiculous where we've gotten with all of this, isn't it?
It is. And, it gets more, and that's what opens the door for the shock value. And when you're, like you said, you're watching Dancing with the Stars or a football game, and they want to get your attention. It's hard to rise above the muck. So showing a mugging with the sound on and just presenting it as if it was a news story, but it's really truly just an ad for a candidate. I don't think this is the last we're going to see that. I think that we're going to see that a lot in the future.
Justin Coffin from Axios. I wanted to talk to you about Mayor Lori Lightfoot. I wanted to talk to you about polling work places and polling people and watchers that we have a shortage of. But unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it for today. We'll have you on again. Okay, my friend?
Thanks, Ray. Good to talk to you.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.